There is an argument to be had here. There is a case to be heard. But please understand that the withdrawal of authority support does not reflect now endorsement for, or the withdrawal of authority challenge does not reflect support or endorsement. On a second point around unsafe and unsound, I'd like to put forward the challenge around the 5-year supply and address some of the concerns and criticisms levelled at Wealden District Council, which has, in fact, in this last period, given permissions to build for over 7,000 homes. Homes which have as yet to be fully developed and brought to market. So it's permissions given that better reflect Wealden's performance or Wealden's plans, and not this notion of 5-year land supply over and above that. I'd further add, in terms of unsafe and unsound, the challenge around population growth and the huge flux that there is in the system, which makes any decision based around those numbers unreliable. But I'd like to come to Southern Water. And I think in this recent period, we have become very aware of the heightened risk of flooding in our area. And I'd offer up and ask if you would look at the Blue Heart project. This is a government-funded project run by DEFRA, delivered by East Sussex County Council, which specifically looks at water surface and treatments and management in the Eastbourne area and beyond, because it is recognised that we live in an area of stress and risk. So quite how we can be reconciled to the Southern Water position is an outstanding question that I would put to you. And indeed, even in their own submission and in that of the appellants, professionals and experts, capacity problems have been noted. Increased risk has been cited. And I am dismayed that all their calculations and so recommendations are based only at this point on a desktop stubble. There has been nothing more compelling, nothing more reassuring than that. And I will return to my main concern, and that which has echoed through the years every time this particular application has come into the light, and that is around highways. And it's not even a challenge to the position as taken by the Sussex County Council Highways or any of the transport professionals, expert view on this, but I would refer you to the ACOM report commissioned by Eastbourne, because it must be understood that whilst this application is in Wealden District Council, the impact to Eastbourne will be extreme. So both local plans, both local authorities must be considered in concert, in parallel, when we look at all these impacts. Eastbourne commissioned a report to look at its transport strategies, its models essentially, the very same models which now are informing this plan and suggesting that this application could be considered sound and secure. Those models were found to be unfit for purpose. They did not reflect best practice. They were not WebTAC compliant. And this is as recently as 2019. So I put it to you that with inadequate models, findings cannot be development as major as this, nothing less than fully compliant tools and properly produced transport strategies would do to give confidence that this can, in fact, be delivered. Wealden District Council, Eastbourne Borough Council, are both in the throes of formulating their local plans. work has not yet concluded. In the appellant's own expert base, there is recognition of harm. Across the evidence, there is doubt, and real concerns are noted by the appellant's expert voice in a report, which I will find a reference for you subsequently. So I would put it to you that at this point, a development of this kind can only be considered to be premature and speculative. And I urge you to support what has been a long democratic process and support the sound findings of planning committees which now, in the face of towering costs, have been forced to withdraw. And whilst we recognise that there is a need for new homes, the question remains, is this the best site for them to be delivered? And I think that answer is no. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Two questions, please. First of all, you are well aware that it is government policy.
And recognise that the 5-year supply is an incredibly blunt tool. In fact, if that 5-year land supply were to even be reframed around planning permissions given, Wealden would see a wholly different picture.
You accept that it is current government policy. Local authorities demonstrate a 5-year supply of deliverable housing sites, don't you?
So you repeat your question.
Yes, because the answer is either yes or no.
I won't repeat my answer just given, but what I will say is what you are saying is you are looking to score a goal potentially then in the last minute of this match and in extra time. And essentially you are looking then to deliver this application based on a technicality that has been found to be deeply, deeply flawed.
It is an answer that you can that you should be answering yes or no. I appreciate that it's not the way you wish to answer it, but sensibly. I would appreciate an answer, yes or no, and I suspect the inspector would. It is current government policy that local authorities should demonstrate a 5-year supply of deliverable housing sites. That is correct, isn't it?
It is correct in the same way that that same legislation requires that plans are sustainable. I don't believe these are. But that same legislation requires effective and positive engagement with local communities. I don't think for a moment you can evidence that. And I put it to you that all the calculations are based on faulty and flawed traffic models, not my opinion as a politician, but that of ACOM. And I don't think you would challenge either their authority or their experience.
I'll ask the experts to comment on that in due course. Your position in relation to the 5-year housing land supply and that the inspector should be counting the planning permissions that have been granted is not consistent with government policy, is it?
At this point, no. Do I anticipate it will be? Certainly. And I repeat then that in this last hour, you are looking to bring forward an application that is potentially unsustainable and would be damaging to the local community. And obviously, once built, is lost forever. So I guess I would plead for a suspension whilst local plans are formulated, while traffic models are made fit for purpose, so that we can have a level of confidence and reassurance around what is a hugely significant and defining application. This is no small matter, and it matters very much to those I represent.
And you appreciate that planning inquiries, planning applications not determined by the popular vote, aren't you?
I am. More's the pity, because I think this community has spoken very loudly, very often, and the democratic process has also delivered multiple refusals. Would you not concede that this does not reflect the positive engagement that is part of the same legislation that you put to me?
Thank you, Ms. Ansell. That's all the questions I have.
To the other interested parties who have indicated that they wish to speak. So I will start on this side of the room and we'll work our way across. So if I could just have a further indication, please, of those that are still intending to speak. Okay, thank you. Mr. Daines, I'll come to you at the end, given that for obvious reasons that we're waiting to hear from. So the person sitting behind Mr. Daines, if you would like to go first, please, if you want to step up to the microphone. Thank you. Do you right, do you just one copy there? Yes, it's fine. If you could pass it to the council and ask them to provide some copies so that all parties can have one. Thank you. First of all, if I could just take your name, please. I think you'll need the microphone quite close and you need to just speak up a bit, please, so that everyone can hear.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right. My name is Ruth Shepherd and I've lived in and around Eastbourne all of my life. I'm speaking on behalf of Willingdon Residents Association as a resident of Willingdon for nearly 20 years. I'd like to tell you about the impact losing Warningsville will have, not only on Willingdon, Warnock and nearby Polgate, but also, just as importantly, on the South Downs National Park, which most of Willingdon residents can see from their windows. In 2019, my friends and I set up a Facebook page called Against Development on Warningsville Farm. And along with the extremely hard work of Willingdon Residents Association, we've given people more details about Warningsville Farm application than any information made by Willingdon District Council. When the deadline came for the application in 2019, the objections sent in by those members stood at 1,072, which I've been told is highly unusual for a planning application. We were elated that it was turned down by the inspector due to traffic concerns, all of which are still an issue today. I hope that the strength and feeling raised by the people of Willingdon and Polgate is taken into account. You will have seen some of the comments made by residents, mostly that this is an area that is easily accessible by everyone without having to use a car, the wildlife loss and the concerns over the congestion of the A2270. The visual and visceral impact of Warningsville Farm on Willingdon cannot be underestimated. This is a place that brings enormous benefits to anyone who is not just walking through it, but also by anyone going past it. The hedgerows, trees and magnificent oaks that line the walks and fields are a rich and biodiverse habitat for many species. You will have seen the many photographs sent in by people passionate about saving Warningsville. This land is currently farmland, and in a time of increasing need for our country to be self-sufficient, it would be detrimental to our local farming community to lose this pasture land for sheep and cattle. Paragraph 8.7 of the environmental statement says, provided that all recommended avoidance and mitigation measures are implemented, most predicted that ecological effects can either be avoided entirely or reduced to negligible significance. The very beginning of this paragraph says, provided that measures are implemented. I know from previous planning meetings that any application can be set out in such a way as to make residents think that a development will be a positive move. But in actual fact, the planning officers admitted that plans submitted at this stage are not enforceable. Therefore, the figure of 700 houses could be substantially increased and the medical centre not built. The report also has a section covering bats on Warningsville Farm. They have legal protection. The applicant's reports acknowledge that there are roosting bats on site in the buildings, but none in the trees. Yet their mitigation, while tearing down these buildings, is to put up bat boxes in trees. Is it really just that simple? Do bats just simply shift from a building they've existed in for many years to plastic boxes put in trees that they don't usually roost in? It also says bats